Yitzchak Avinu is very much prepared to give his eldest son Esav a bracha, the Birchas Yitzchak. But as Esav returns from the Sada, he's very careful and cautious, meticulous and scrupulous to make sure that he gives the bracha only to Esav and not to anybody else. And listen to the conversation and the dialogue that takes place between the father Yitzchak and his son Esav. The Torah reports, Kumna shva v'achla mitzedi bavur tivarcheni nafshecha. Give me to eat, says Yitzchak. You're an ish sadeh. You're an ish tzayed. You're a hunter. You're a warrior. You were supposed to bring back something for me from the field to eat. Let me see what you have brought for me. And Yitzchak waits to make sure that indeed it is Esav who's going to bring him back the food that he ordered. How is it possible, Esav, that you came back so quickly? I just sent you on your mission. How could it be that you came back so fast with the food that I am prepared to eat? Vayomer Yitzchak el Yaakov, Yitzchak says to Yaakov, Gishana v'amushecha b'ni. And Yitzchak is careful. And he knows that maybe this is his son Yaakov. And he asks to feel him, to make sure that he's giving the bracha, not to Yaakov, but rather to Esav. Ha'ata zeh b'ni Esav, lo, are you really my son Esav or not? Vayimishuhu, and Yitzchak feels, touches, to make sure that it's him. Vayomer ha'kol, kol, Yaakov ha'yadayim yidei Esav. Yitzchak recognizes that there's something not in sync. He hears the voice of Yaakov, but the yadayim, the hands feel like that of Esav. And Esav responds and says, it's me, father. Give me the bracha. And still Yitzchak is hesitant to give the bracha until the following pasuk, Chav Zayin, Vayigash, Vayishaklo. And Esav comes closer. Yitzchak reaches out and he gives him a kiss. Vayarach esreach begodam, he smells the scent of Esav's clothing. Vayivarcheu. It's not until he smells the smell of Esav's clothing. At that point, Vayivarcheu, he gives Esav the bracha. Vayomer, and says Yitzchak, Re'ei re'each b'ni k'reach asada. Your scent, my son Esav, is the scent of the re'ach asada, the sada hatapuchim, the beautiful apple orchard, the smell and the aroma that exists. Asher Birchu Hashem, that is blessed by Hashem. But what is it about the scent? What is it about that smell that grabs and overcomes Yitzchak? And it's that scent that is the ultimate item that elicits the bracha that Yitzchak gives to Esav. What is it? The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that really Yitzchak didn't smell. But you know what he smelled? Al tikri bigodav ela bogdav. He didn't smell Esav's bigodim, his clothing, but rather he smelled bogdav, rebels. Who are these rebels? The Gemara doesn't tell us in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, but the Bereishis Rabba, this pasuk tells us that it's referring to two rebels in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Yosef Meshisa and Yochum Ish Tzroros, two terrible rebels, anarchists, who went against the Torah and Torah values. But what's the pshat, and why is it dafka now that as soon as Yitzchak recognized and saw bogdav, rebels, now he's prepared to bless Esav? The pshat is that Yitzchak was well aware of his two sons. He knew Yaakov Yishtam Yoshev Olim. He knew Yaakov was pious, a student of the Torah, somebody who was pensive and thoughtful and pined to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knew Esav as a warrior, a hunter. And he knew Esav wasn't appropriate for that bracha, but he understood that he must give that bracha to Esav because Esav was the eldest. But something was holding him back from giving that bracha to Esav because it didn't fit, it didn't jive. How could he give the bracha to Esav and not to Yaakov? But as soon as Vayarach, as Reyach, Bigodav, as soon as he saw that, yes, Esav is a bogeid, is a rebel, but that's only his clothing. It's only his exterior. It's only his shell. It's only his outer appearance. That's all it is. It's his begodim. It's his clothing. But deep down, I know there's something else. It's true he's a rebel, but that's not the real Esav. It's not him. It's true. Vayigdu lo hana'orim. Vayhi Esav ish yodei asayid ish sadeh. It's true he knew him and he saw him externally. And he saw him as a warrior and as a hunter and somebody who was an antagonist and an anarchist and against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, at this point, at the end of his life, Yitzchak realizes that these are just big gadav. He smells that. He understands that. And it grabs him. Now I could bless you, Esav. Now I can give you a bracha because I know they're rebels. But at the end of the day, you can be something. You can be real. It just needs to emerge. And maybe the bracha that I give you as I pass on to the next world, maybe that will give you the inspiration to turn, to change, that your outer shell, that your clothing, the dirty, sullied clothing, can be changed into a beautiful neshama, that you could be the real you. There is a very similar episode in the Talmud Maseches Brachos, Dav Yoram and Aleph. Rabbi Meir had some very difficult biryone, some difficult people, Bishvivuse, his community. And Rabbi Meir prayed and davened for their death. Boi Rachme, he davened that they would die because they were giving him such terrible pain and suffering, trials and tribulations that Rabbi Meir had from these terrible people in his community. However, Rabbi Meir's very wise wife, Brurya, heard her husband davening for the deaths of these biryoni, of these terrible people. And she said, Rabbi Meir, my dear husband, why are you davening for their deaths? Is it because the pasuk says, Yitamu chatoi min haaretz, that the evildoers should cease from this world? Don't read the pasuk chatoim min haaretz. Al tikri chotim ela chatoim. You should pray for their evil sins to go away, but not for them. These people aren't really chotim. They're not really sinners. They just have chataim. They're just sinning. And there's a big difference between a sin and a sinner. And she told her husband, pray for them to do tshuva. Pray for them to turn. Pray for them to emerge and that their clothing should change to become purified, clean and pristine. That's what you should do, said Brurya to Rabbi Meir. And carefully, Rabbi Meir began to daven for them. And he davened that they would change their ways and become well, pure people. And ultimately, that's exactly what happened. Rabbi Meir davened for their success. He davened for them to do tshuva, and indeed, that's what happened. Al tikri bigodav ela bogdav. Al tikri chotim ela chatoim. We have to recognize when we see sin, and when we sin, it's not really them. It's not really me. It's my externality. It's my shell. It's not the real me. And Yaakov Avinu understands this as well when he gives a bracha to Shimon and Levi at the end of his life. And he tells Shimon and Levi, Klei chamas mecherosem, you went into Shechem, you wiped out the city. But that's not you, says Rashi, Klei chamas, it's stolen weaponry, it's a craft that's not yours, it's not really you. I know you, Shimon, I know you, Levi, you're wonderful brothers. You could be like Reuven and Yehuda, you could be like Yisachar and Zvulun. That is clay chamas, it's stolen weaponry. It's not the real you. You're different deep down. Don't become the person you're not. Become the real you. And this lesson of Yitzchak and Esav, and this lesson of Yaakov and Shimon and Levi dates back to their father and grandfather, Avraham Avinu and Parshas Vayera, when he davens for the people of Sodom. And nobody is able to understand and reconcile. How could Avraham Avinu daven for them? Look how they act. Look what they do. Look at their midos. Look at the way their relationships are between human beings and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Avraham sees something else. He doesn't see chotim. He sees chatoim. He sees begodim, that these are their clothing. It's their externality. It's not the real them. And Avram prays and davens for stone because he understands and recognizes that every human being is a pinta layid. There's something deep down. Kofin also achiyomer rotzani. Deep down, every Jew wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deep down, every Jew wants to do the right thing. It's seor shebeisa. Something's blocking. Maybe it's theologically. Maybe it's some area spiritually, something physically. But deep down, every Jew wants to connect to Borei Olam, to Melech Malchim, Lachem Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even Esav, even the Biryone, even Yosef Meshisa, even Yaakov Mishtzros, and certainly Shimon Velevi. So often in our lives, when we make mistakes, and we're not the people that we can be, we beat ourselves up, and we say, how could I do that? We get down, and we're upset at ourselves. But we need to realize it's not really me. Ein adam chote elim kenichnas baruach shtus. A person doesn't sin unless a little element of shtus, of silliness, enters them. It's not really me. And it's for that reason, after we say ashamnu, we say bogadnu, we have rebelled. But rebellion means it's my begadim, it's bogdav, it's my externality. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not really me. Bogadnu, my begadim, it's my clothes, it's my externality. My neshama is a chelek elokam imal. I'm different. I'm not that sinner. I may have sinned, but I'm not a sinner. And it's so important, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, to recognize, not to get down. It's so normal and natural for a human being to become depressed when sinning, when making a mistake, when not acting properly to a friend, a family member, a spouse, when my Shmon Esrei is not the way it should be, my Shema is not the way it's supposed to, not the way it's supposed to be. It's not really me. Get up and get there. You can do it again. Bogadu, it's my Begadim. It's the Esav within me. But it's not really me. And when we see other people that also sin, let's look at them differently and say, you know what? I see deeper. It's just their clothing. It's exterior. It's their begadim. It's their clothing. But look a little bit deeper. It's somebody different. The greatest rabbeim, the greatest teachers, the greatest parents are able to see a child and a student. And they say, I see something much more. I see much more than what meets the eye. There's something much more blissful. There's something so much more creative. There's something so much more perfect about you. And I know you could do better. I know that's not really you. I know you could achieve. I know you could climb. I know you've made a mistake, but that's not really you. It's Esav. Deeper down, Esav is so much smarter, so much wiser, so much kinder. It's the begadim. And that's what Yitzchak Avinu smells. And that's why Vayivarcheu. Because at this point in his life, he says, ah, it's begadim. Vayorach esreach begadav Vayivarcheu. He smells the begida. He smells the rebellion. He smells the clothing, its externality. It's not really you, Esav. Vayivarcheu, I can bless you. I can give you everything you want. I can give you everything you need. And thus, at that moment, he's prepared to give him the bracha. In the Sefer V'Higadata from the famous Magid, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, he tells the story that he was invited to speak in a prison with inmates that he said deserve to be behind bars. What's he going to tell them? How can he give them some words of inspiration to be thinking and to recognize the mistakes that they've made? And it dawned on him that this is what he should explain to them. That it's their begadim, it's their externality. Yes, you made a mistake and you were wrong and you didn't do what you were supposed to do. But you could fix and you could change. And then Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky says that he shared this idea, this Dvar Torah, with these inmates in the jail in Eretz Yisrael. And then he asked the following question. If indeed the Torah wants to teach this lesson, that Vayorach Esreyav Begadav, why doesn't the Torah tell us, Vayorach Esreyav Bogdav, that Yitzchak smelled this rebel and these rebels? Why does the Pasuk say Begadav? If the Gemara says in Masechah Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Al Tikri Begadav Ela Bogdav, that he really smelt rebellion and he foreshadowed the future, just say, Vayorach Esreyav Bogdav. And he said that the inmates were captured and enamored by this question. Certainly the Torah shouldn't say Begadav. It should say Bogdav, rebels, not clothing. And then Rabbi Galinsky explained that's exactly what the Torah is teaching us. That it's only Begadav. It's only your clothing. It's only that externality that has sinned. It's Begadav. And that's why the Torah tells us that Yitzchak smelled his clothing, because it wasn't really him. It wasn't really the true neshama. It wasn't the chelek alokam imal. It's true Begadav meant Bogdav. But what Yitzchak smelled is only clothing, and that's why he was able to bless Esav, to see deeper into him. You could read stories, biographies of the greatest pedagogues and teachers and rabbeim. They got this. They understood this. And they grabbed their students. And they understood their children. Dafka, because they saw much deeper and much more. May we be zocha to look into our own lives and not to stumble, to trip and fall after we make a mistake and keep our head in the mud. We're much bigger. We're much better. It's just our clothing. Push it aside. Take it off. Start again. And when we see other people who are sinners, don't judge and don't say bad, evil, wrong, sin. say there's something else. They're not there yet, but they could go much greater. That's the lesson of Esav. That's what Yitzchak saw in Esav. That's what Bruria saw in the Biryone. That's what Yaakov saw in Shimon Velevi. That's what each of us need to see in ourselves. And that's what we need to see in others. Wishing you a good, good Shabbos.